All right, the scratchy voice that you're about to hear is not some smooth jazz listening. It is Chris Williams. And Chris, I'll introduce you as a AWS hero because you're not the hero I deserve, but you're the hero that I need for this podcast. How's it going, my friend?
I'm doing great, Keith. Thanks for having me on the show.
So I don't think I've ever had you on a podcast, right?
Correct. This is our, well, so we have spoken innumerable times on various podcasts. You've been on V Brown Bag. We've both been on Cloud Field Day. I just talked to you at reInvent for the V Brown Bag man on the street style interviews. And the reason why my voice is so scratchy right now is because of reInvent. We did 25 different interviews for the show. For my show, and then subsequently I did a couple of interviews for AWS live Twitch stream. So I feel perfectly fine. I sound terrible.
Oh man, but reInvent, I've been watching the Cube coverage of reInvent, and 27,000 people was the numbers that the Cube gave. I know AWS in theory capped it off at 20,000 people.
Correct. Right.
But the unofficial numbers like 27,000 people, plus people like me that flew in for a day and left. There were plenty of, I looked at my Twitter feed. Matter of fact, that's what got me to decide to go the night before the keynote. I'm like, you know what? What the heck? I'll fly to Vegas for a day. I got a chance to sit with you in the MongoDB sponsored lounge, which they bought out like the sugar cane. If you're familiar with the Venetian and the Sands Expo, as you're walking through the Expo hall, there's like restaurant row, and not just MongoDB, but a couple of brands bought out like the entire restaurant for the whole day. And the sugar cane is one of that, just because. And the AWS heroes hung out there. I didn't have a conference pass, and Chris graciously invited me as his plus one to come in. And then there was this whole bit about not being a plus one, but either way, we got
in. We made it work.
We made it work, and we had some great conversations. So, you know what? We're going to play a little game. This is the CTO Advisor. For those who don't know, Chris Williams is a AWS hero. That means that he participates actively in the AWS community, helping people solve their challenges in AWS. He does public cloud as part of his full-time day job, and he's extremely technical. When I have a technical question, Chris is one of the people that I go to. Chris is going to give me a series of like technical announcements that he found interesting from AWS. After each announcement, I'll respond and say, you know what, here's kind of like the business angle and why this is important from either a IT governance perspective, capability, or even endpoint. How does this help you sell more services? So, Chris.
Yes,
I'm ready. Let's condense 7 days of goodness into 15 minutes. What did you find interesting technically at AWS reInvent?
Okay, so technically so every AWS reInvent that happens, there are innumerable announcements. They save up the good stuff going into reInvent, and then they just unleash a deluge of information onto the masses. There's a bunch of people that have spoken about the different announcements that have happened. Corey Quinn is salivating over the OpenZFS stuff that's been coming out ad nauseum. Let's see who else has been talking about things. Honestly, my favorite thing, the thing that got me the most excited, was the architectural patterns and the sustainability initiatives that Amazon is now. So in 2020, they talked about their how they wanted to be more sustainable, and they've talked about being carbon zero and the things that they're moving towards that end. But what they never really got into was they didn't get into how we are going to enable our customers to help start not burning energy. And Werner, on the last day of the Thursday morning keynote, he made a couple of announcements that really, I think, are going to be very effective. The first thing that he announced was the sustainability pillar. So there's the AWS well-architected framework is based upon five different pillars. And I'd have to Google them to name them all, but it's cost optimization, operational excellence, availability, all of the different things that you want to think about when you're designing within AWS. The announcement on Thursday, which I thought was really big, was that they are adding a new pillar called sustainability. So this is a sixth column of the framework that you want to think about when you are designing within AWS. So that's kind of big news to me because it's putting it at the forefront. It's just as important as operational excellence. It's just as important as high availability. They are giving it a front row seat to the game of architecture, of process. So they're making people think about it more, and they're asking good architectural questions within the pillar for sustainability now.
So that's really interesting because when I think about consuming public cloud, let's take a step back. Even in my data center colo, when I pull up to it, I actually go to my data center colo because here in Chicago, they have office space and it's a good place to have like meetings when I meet with somebody a couple of times a year. There's a big sign that talks about how they aim to be or they are carbon neutral for an entire data center across the entire power that they generate and consume. So as a architect, I really don't consider sustainability when I say, oh, I'm going to put some old Dell 730 XDs into the data center because, you know, the overall data center itself is sustainable. Probably not the best way to approach being sustainable myself, but I'm sure I'm not alone when I think about when AWS makes the commitment to being sustainable, I then outsource that. So it sounds like there's kind of like security, there's a shared responsibility model in this.
Exactly so. And honestly, I was the exact same way. If I'm paying a monthly fee to a colo, they're giving me juice. I honestly don't care if I have, you know, brand new low carbon footprint, you know, pizza boxes or giant old clunkers that are spewing gas. By putting sustainability at the forefront and also giving us an actionable tool. So another announcement that they made was the carbon footprint tool. You can now take a look at your monthly bill from a dollar perspective and from a how much carbon did you burn perspective. So I think this is ingenious of them because they are always pushing people to lower their bill. I mean, they don't want you to, but you know that they're lowering prices. They're making sure that you know we have the opportunity to lower our bill, and now they are commensurately giving us the opportunity to lower our carbon footprint, which goes hand in glove with lowering your bill. So if you are burning less energy, if you are using less cycles, you are spending less money and, you know, doing your part, doing more of your part to save the planet. So, yeah. So I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, you know, from the, if we're playing the game, I would like to say that if your organization has a sustainability goal, right, and you really didn't care much for price. Let's say you did a lift and shift to cloud. One of the challenges of lift and shift is that I almost always end up having more CPU, more storage, more memory than I need. You are burning more power than you need. But you know what? The price is what I expected, so I'm not going to spend the energy resizing my EC2 instances, for example. This actually gives you the simple tools that if you have a sustainability goal in your KPIs for the year, you literally, just by resizing some EC2 instances and showing the carbon footprint savings, you can easily package up this without doing much work on your side, other than going through the effort of, one, saving money on your AWS bill, and then, two, saving carbon footprint.
Yeah, and I pulled up the five pillars that it used to be five, now it's six. It was operational excellence, security, reliability, performance efficiency, and cost optimization. Those were the legacy five pillars of the well-architected framework, they are saying basically that sustainability is now just as important as security, reliability, performance efficiency, cost optimization, and operational excellence. I think it's a big deal. I'm very excited about how I can use that with my customers, because I can now say, okay, here's your FinOps diagram of your burn. Let's layer that over what you've stated your sustainability goals are, what your SLAs are for that. And we can A, save you money, and B, meet your sustainability SLAs as well. So I'm excited about that.
All right. So that's one point, sustainability. I'm only 50% through the Vonar Wurgles keynote. That's the technical keynote day two. I was on the flight back to Chicago, so I'm watching it on a treadmill. And if you've ever seen Werner present, you might question who's sweating more, me or him. The guy put in some work on the keynote stage, and you know you can see the passion literally pouring from his pores. All right. Yep. Sustainability. One most yep. important thing for you that you've gotten out so far, at least the one you've mentioned first. What's next? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a lot of it. So one of the questions that I asked when I was going through the days, so for V Brown Bag, and you were a part of this, and I thank you for that. I asked everybody, what were you excited about here at reInvent, and what was the thing that you wanted to leave reInvent with? And by an overwhelming majority, everybody said community. Everybody was talking about how important community was to them, to their future career prospects, getting out and meeting people for, hiring new employees or moving to a new company or doing the things in a community based, like, for example, the Boston User Group, where we're just all sharing ideas. The other announcement was AWS Repost. I'm calling it AWS version of Stack Overflow. I've spent a tiny amount of time on there, but it's effectively, a Q&A specifically for AWS centered questions. It's like Reddit / Stack Overflow for AWS specific content. I think that is going to be. So we all know that AWS has a very strong and centered messaging platform. They want to make sure that everybody is saying the same thing. You have to be, speaker certified to even be able to be recorded if you are an AWS employee. By doing that, they're not shooting themselves in the foot, but they're missing out on a whole stack of third party efforts, third party community efforts that can help, that can assist. And by standing up Repost and letting people in the community just help each other out, and not always having to submit a support ticket that's not necessarily needed, they're finally tapping into a larger third party community that can really be helpful.
So one of the challenges I've always had with the AWS community in general, and I think we have the perfect guest on to talk about this, because you have your foot in kind of two major communities. Literally, V Brown Bag, for those of you who don't know, started as a way to help people with their VMware certifications. It has morphed to just helping people with cloud related technologies. You guys did an excellent section a couple of years ago, actually during this time of the year, learning Python, like 25 days of Python for Christmas or something like that. And then there's been a lot of AWS centralized training for getting your AWS associate's certification, etc. Yep. So a lot of great technical content. One of the things that has come naturally for the VMware community has been this community, kind of these third party communities springing up, and it's fairly easy as a vAdmin to kind of go to VMworld or to Twitter and fall into the vAdmin or V community, as we call it. One of the things that I've had a little bit more difficult time doing until AWS reInvent has just gotten massive and all of my vAdmin friends are now at AWS reInvent was finding community.
Yes.
Is this is this the shot in the arm you think AWS from a community needs for AWS to kind of have a sponsored place for AWS minded folks to go?
I'm really glad you asked that. So yes, I think it is the shot in the arm. In conjunction with the repost announcement, they also Emily Freeman, she's editing Emily on Twitter, announced that she is now coming over to AWS, and she is going to be, I believe, the head of the third party community efforts from AWS. So they're putting their money where their mouth is on this. I'm gonna hopefully have a conversation with her in the near future to see if we can start integrating some of the V Brownbag community efforts on site at reInvent the same way that we were doing at VMworld, at Ignite, and at OpenStack. And it seems like the tide is turning on the acceptance of third-party information, third-party contributions that, you know, don't put AWS in like this glowing perfect light. Everything is wonderful and nothing is bad, because that's not ever true. I think that the tide is turning on AWS accepting of community in the broader spectrum of allowing us to show the bumps and bruises, which is exactly what V Brownbag was founded on. You know, show a technology with all the bumps and bruises so that people have a good understanding of how it works in the real world, as opposed to just the pretty white paper of okay, this is what would happen in a pristine greenfield environment, because that's never the case in a large organization.
Yeah, it's all about how do you help me get my job done. I think what people come to communities about, this stuff is hard. I talk about how hard this stuff is, and we need to be able to get past the vendor fluff marketing and just say, you know what, at the end of the day, I still have Windows Server 2008 servers literally born in the cloud. How do I get that stuff moved off when there's not investment, et cetera, et cetera? Don't give me the rose-colored glasses. Give me the unvarnished truth. Okay, we have time for one last one. What's a third thing?
A third thing. Let's see. I just got my first Mac. So everybody was astonished that I had not yet fallen into the Mac ecosphere. So EC2 has been around for a very, very long time. And so when an EC2 announcements come out, everybody's like, okay, great. Yeah, a new thing.
475 instances. Yeah. 475 different instances. Big deal.
There's a lot out there, but the M1 Mac instances. So EC2 now has M1 Mac instances that I can spin up and try something on something that I can tear down before I start deploying and implementing it on my local M1 Mac, so that I can break that instead of my new little baby.
Well, you know, not
that's
just
a very selfish interest.
Not just that. I've thought about the M1 Mac thing. Like, if you're developing games, or you're developing for the Mac, or you're developing for the iPhone, and you're in an all Mac environment, and you're using the Mac KDE M1 and M1 Pro, M1 Max, does the price for performance is amazing versus Intel, AMD, x86 in general. I don't know how it competes against Gavatron, but there's like a use case that if, you know, I don't want to, I need to develop a code, I don't want to buy a Mac, or I need to sometimes do bigger jobs, you can literally just buy the compute hour and process your code or transcode video, encode video. I can store stuff in AWS. I can store raw video in S3. Do the XML edits, export it into Final Cut in an M1 Mac based in the cloud, and save myself 30 minutes of encoding time. So, there's some good stuff there. Yep. So, Chris, we could go on for easily another half an hour, but you have a hard stop, and I want to respect that hard stop. For people who want to find out more about V Brownbag specifically, how do they find this V Brownbag content that we've talked about?
So we have the website, vbrownbag.com. We have the Twitter handle at vbrownbag. And of course, we have the YouTube channel where we have all of the content. We are up to almost 3,000 videos now. We've been going for quite a long time now. So we've got a ton of videos out there. It's vbrownbag, VBROWNBAG, just like the lunchtime lunch and learn, but virtualized.
And how do people follow you on the Twitters?
You can find me at, well, if you watch a V Brownbag episode, you'll see me there. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Mistwire, MISTWIRE.
And if you want to find me, you can follow me at CTO Advisor on Twitter. TheCTOAdvisor.com is the website. We'll talk to you next CTO Dose. Oh, yeah. Well, and for those of you who are listening, we are going to publish the video format of this as well on the YouTubes. So YouTube.com/CTO Advisor.
Wonderful.